Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison strikes out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bassler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Lee moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball four. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke takes first base on ball four. Haney moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. Burke moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. Bassler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Myatt out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Taubner reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball towards right. Lee catches it and throws to home to double up Taubner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. Lee moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Carr covering. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tavener hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burke strikes out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers won. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Tavner reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 3 in the game. Basler is walked intentionally. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Basler moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynish. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lee strikes out. Basler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lee out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ekrod moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Haney reaches second base with a double. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr spins and fires to second, with Sewell covering, and Haney is picked off. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burke strikes out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 4 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 3 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Tavner hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch. Lee reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 2-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-5 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel pinch hits for Johnny Hodapp. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is walked intentionally. Reynaud pinch runs for George Uhel. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns scores. Node moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-4 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball towards left. Wingo catches it and throws to home to double up Node. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.